When was the last time you had fish for dinner? The growth of aquaculture in the United States is flat compared to the rest of the world on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, aquaculture is the fastest growing segment of the animal farming industry, except in the United States. Ron Kinnunen is the District Extension Sea Grant Educator at the University of Michigan. He says fish farming around the world has grown about 9% per year since 1985. In the U.S., growth is flat due in part to environmental regulations and stagnant government funding for our USDA aquaculture centers. And we just don't eat as much fish as other proteins. Kinnunen says there are 5 regional USDA aquaculture centers around the country trying to turn that around.
We are looking at fish species that our consumers are accustomed to. And so I'll give you an example for the North Central Regional Aquaculture Center. We've done a lot of work, put a lot of research into species like yellow perch, walleye, that consumers are aware of, and these are high-value fish.
The aquaculture centers are focused on either freshwater or marine fish.
And if you look at the freshwater component, the biggest part of that production is catfish. The most recent figures we have, which are 2014, 307 million pounds were produced in the United States with a value of $332 million. That's the top produced fish in the United States, freshwater. What has come on more recently is the marine production and the oysters and clams.
Producers should key into the species to determine what will be the most profitable. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about aquaculture in the United States at agriculture.com.